Welcome to the Sunday Poems. I'm Ken Hayda. Thank you for joining me today, episode number 178. Today I'm going to read poems from my 2017 collection, Bring an Extra Mule. That book was a finalist for the Oklahoma Book Awards, and it's a collection that has a variety of topics in it, divided into four sections. I think today I'm going to read some river poems and some poems with color in them, and to kind of correlate with the new season that we're starting to experience here in Oklahoma. So there's no real hard and fast uniform theme here I'm going for, but just a mood, a feeling. The first one I wanted to read is titled Something New, and I wrote this one morning. I remember when I woke up and there was a full moon in the western sky. The full moon, perfectly round, had been out all night. So that was the inspiration for this poem. Something new. The moon that was so bright and so full in eastern sky at night now shines equally bright and full in the morning west. A night has come and gone. The great light and night sky shows this spinning globe by which we mark time, by which we grow old in constant motion. We remember that rising moon glowing above trees as day ended and dusk arrived. We remember the night, but wake to something new, the way it has always been, and no memory can change that. And now I want to read a poem about a cow. I titled this one Pastoral near McAllister, Oklahoma. Brindle cow in the corner of a pasture on a sunny Sunday morning after three rainy days, cuds the day away. Oversized eyes matted with springtime mucus, content after the morning's milking. She spends hours in solitude, giving of her ragamuffin self to a family now tucked away in a church pew down the road, perhaps remembering to thank the angel for a friend as dependable as the crucifix hanging around their necks, efficacious like the statue on the lawn, the family saint grazing patiently, knotty tail switching until vespers, brass bell dangling from an ungainly neck. And now two or three river poems. One of my favorite places on earth, at least that I have been, is the San Juan River in western New Mexico and the Navajo Dam community. And there is a historical church out there along the river, and I go there to trout fish, and every time I'm out there, I am captivated by this picturesque church sitting on this little rise out in the desert. And so here's a poem that evolved out of those experiences. Our Lady of Guadalupe Church, Navajo Dam Community, New Mexico. Endless sky makes me feel forever as possible, but now we frame infinity within walls, plastered and steepled. A wrinkled belfry calls out to desert all around, blue sky, red rim rock, green juniper, dusty purple sage. The faithful follow a clanging iron bell, harsh waking a hushed land, where life sobers beneath sovereign sun. They leave chores to walk slowly past a crystal stream, shadowed by yellow cottonwood, up and down rugged mesas, following a bell ringing, everlasting air, with no regard for person or office. A clarion call, indifferent yet irresistible. Even rocks cry out, echoing our souls, tethered to such stern signals of mortality, ringing hard, long after sound has ceased. The next one came to me while literally I was standing in the trout stream fishing, casting toward the bank, and just above the riverbank there, right at the edge, some yellow flowers caught my eye. So this title is San Juan Relief, Yellow Blooms Early in March. I'm 100 miles down the road from that one spot in the trout stream where I stand transfixed, the water hypnotizing me as I concentrate on the fly and the hunted fish. My only respite is to look up, resting my eyes on a low bluff bordering the stream, covered with sage grass and yellow bloom. The rust-red rock, the dusty green stems, sandy yellow flowers in subtle relief. My eyes look up to dull blue sky, charcoal clouds. 200, 500 miles down the road, driving back to duty, that unnamed boulder endures just above the river. Yellow flowers blooming wild early in March. The next poem is also a river poem, and it was inspired by my trip to the Delaware River up in New York, upstate New York. The title is River in Morning. A man sits riverside every morning early in the breeze, in the first strokes of sunlight, the latent moon. He watches water flow by him as if he is watching nothing, the water never ceasing, moving past him, quiet, except for the occasional splash or rise along the rocks. The man, this water, this ritual of non-doing, this act of non-being, erasing a lifetime of senseless toil, removing a world where all things rob us, take us away so nothing is left, except the patient desire to see what he has never before seen, what he has never allowed himself to be. Next one is titled White River Repose, and this is an older poem. I was fishing with a friend of mine in Arkansas in the White River in a very cold winter day, and this poem is reflecting our time together after that day. This friend of mine has now passed away, but it's a great memory for me. White River Repose. In a $30 hotel room one night by the White River, after hard fishing and winter wind, we read Walt Whitman aloud, pausing now and again to discern the muse listening close, old lines echoing off torn yellow walls, worn carpet, a brown table, particle board dressers, and lumpy mattresses with stained pillows. Song of the Open Road follows us home, like fields fallow at dusk. I'll conclude the program with the poem titled Sunset in My Eyes. It's kind of a driving poem, I guess. Sunset in my eyes. Driving cross country, smoking cheap cigars, there's only one way to go home, despite the many roads I have taken. For some reason I can't explain, ZZ Top never goes out of style, and the yucca lining the ditch, a red wing on a fence post, bugs dead on the windshield, and sunset in my eyes, all speak the same place. So that's a handful of poems from my book, Bring an Extra Mule, which came out in 2017. Published by VAC Poetry. If you're interested in getting a copy of this book or in seeing anything about my work, you can look at kenhayda.org. Thank you for joining me. Until next week, I'm Ken Hayda with the Sunday Poems.